Now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry's recent interest in Claudia Vincent, the attractive woman whom he invited to stay at his home in Rosehaven, Long Island, is based on his wish to help her get a start on the stage. For Larry believes that Claudia has been terribly wronged by wealthy Rupert Barlow, whom Claudia accuses fortune. Right now, we find Larry with Claudia and the producer of Larry's current Broadway play backstage at the theater in New York in Larry's dressing room. It's about half an hour before curtain time, and we hear...
I got your message, Larry, and I came over as soon as I could.
I'm glad you did, Harold, because I want to talk to you about that subject we discussed the other night at the Green Room Club.
I know, about letting Sheila out of her run-of-the-play contract.
Right.
I've thought it over from every angle, Larry. And I've decided it'd be foolish.
Oh.
I can't see why you want to risk your interest in the play, Larry. This part isn't easy. You know that. It's a tricky part. And it depends a lot on very clever timing.
Oh, yes, I know, I know. Well, take my word for it, Harold, that I'm not trying to wreck the play. Too much depends on having a long run. In fact, you'd be more than just surprised if you knew how much depends on it from my personal angle.
Well, then, why not just let well enough alone?
Well, Sheila's pretty anxious to marry this man of hers. She's really got it bad.
Well, let her marry him, then. It's all right with me. Nothing in her contract says she can't be married.
No, no. I told you how it is. This chap is sailing for Europe. I'm going to stay over there 6 months at least. Maybe much longer. If Sheila doesn't get out of the play and go with him, she feels that it will be the end of her romance.
That's her problem, isn't it, Larry?
Yes, I guess it is, Harold. But at the same time, if we could find a substitute who's satisfactory in every way, wouldn't it be better to let her go?
I've been thinking over all the actresses I know, and I don't know a single one who'd give the part that particular sting that Sheila does.
Then why not give Claudia Vincent here a chance to read for you?
Oh, it's a bit embarrassing for me, Larry, sitting right here in Miss Vincent's presence to say what's on my mind.
Oh, please don't mind about me, Mr. Ramsay. It's quite all right for you to say whatever you like. I know that I have no right to even try for such a part. And believe me, I'd never have dared if it hadn't been for Larry's wonderful help and his confidence in me.
Why, I don't doubt that you have ability, Miss Vincent. Nor that you have the makings of a star. But at the same time, I must remind you that you've had no experience to back you up in this request for an audition.
I know. I've kept telling Larry that you'd never give me the chance, unknown as I am, but he thought... Oh, well, I won't hold it against you, Mr. Ramsay. I know so exactly what you mean. A person can't just suddenly find herself playing a big part on Broadway, not unless she's worked for it all her life.
Well, that's not entirely true, Miss Vincent. Matter of fact, you'll find several new stars each season, but you see...
There's just one question, Harold. Are you willing to give Claudia a chance to read? Just one scene for you, on my say-so. Would I be likely to suggest an incompetent actress for such an important part?
No, I'm sure you must think Miss Vincent is capable.
I know she is. You only have to listen to her. Just give her a few minutes of your time.
Well, I could do that. But reading for me in my office and appearing on the stage are two different matters.
Just let Claudia read for you, and then judge for yourself. I won't say another word.
Well, I suppose you realize, Miss Vincent, that you're very fortunate in having so ardent a sponsor as Larry Noble.
I'll never get over being grateful, Mr. Ramsay, even if nothing comes of this. Or the very knowledge that Larry believed in me, that he was willing to help me, to coach me and make me understand just how this part should be played. Why, that's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life.
I wouldn't have done anything about it if I hadn't realized that you have exceptional talent, Claudia.
Well, long as we've gone this far, let's see the whole thing through.
You mean that you'll give me a chance?
Larry, you're quite sure you've told no one about this, the possibility of a change in cast?
Oh, not a soul, not even my wife, Harold. The only person who knows anything about it is Sheila. And, of course, she's all for the idea.
The little fool. Well, very well, then. Suppose we set up a time for tomorrow.
How about making it tonight, since you're already here? How about right after the performance? We could go over to your place, and I could give Claudia a hand. It's always much better if another person reads the cues. What do you say?
All right, Larry. Since this is apparently so important to you, we'll give Miss Vincent a chance to read tonight.
Mr. Ramsay, I just can't thank you enough.
Don't try. I only hope Larry knows what he's doing. Well, Got to be going. A million things to do. I'll see you after the play. And you, Miss Vincent, you'd better be good.
Meantime, in Rosehaven, Long Island, Mary Noble is in the living room of her lovely home, talking to her good friend Maud Marlowe, who's staying with them.
It's getting to be absolutely impossible to put up with this much longer. Maud, it's shameless the way Claudia Vincent runs after Larry. And when he's not around, she just locks herself in her room and stays there.
I can't imagine what Larry is thinking of, Mary. He ought to have more sense than to be taken in by a woman like that, even if she is beautiful. He ought to know that she's just using him because she hasn't anyone else right now.
I can't say that Larry seems to mind. He's with her all the time. Yesterday they left before lunch and they were away with a car all day long. Today they went to New York hours before it was necessary.
Oh, I wondered why they were gone when I came home from my bridge party. Well, what does Larry say about all this nonsense? How does he justify his behavior?
Oh, he doesn't even try, Maud. Says that I don't understand that he's trying to help Claudia get on the stage. And that's all he'll say.
Ah, ridiculous.
I don't know how long I can bear to have Claudia living in this house, doing her best to break up my marriage.
Well, I don't quite know what to suggest, since Larry won't consider asking her to leave.
He flares up every time I even lead up to the subject, Maud. And then he rails at me because of my friendship with Rupert Barlow.
Well, I must say, Mary, I don't think it's very well advised for you to be seeing Rupert Barlow right now.
I don't care what anybody thinks, Maud. I'm going to protect Larry Jr. and myself. Even if Larry is behaving in this absurd way, that's no reason why the rest of us should lose our entire security.
Well,
Rupert has been a very good friend to this family. He made it possible for Larry's play to be produced by putting money into it. And he's helped us in many ways. I don't think it's right for Larry to turn against him now, just on the word of a woman like Claudia Vincent.
I agree with that, Mary, but at the same time, I wouldn't trust Rupert Barlow too far. After all, he has caused more than his share of trouble for this family.
Oh, Maud, just because a lot of gossip writers wanted to link his name and mine, there was nothing to any of that gossip.
Well, maybe not, Mary, but he has behaved in a very rash way, particularly when he attempted to follow you to Bermuda. If you'd been on that boat, what a fine scandal that would have stirred up.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you expecting someone?
Yes, Rupert phoned to say he'd be over.
Now, Mary...
Oh, it's quite all right, Maud. He has something he wants to give me, and...
Oh, very well, my dear. It's up to you. Well, I think I'll go up to my room and read for a bit.
Oh, please don't leave because of Rupert.
I hardly think he'd be too pleased to see me, and I know I wouldn't enjoy his company. Good night, my dear. Oh, call me if you want me.
All right, Maud. Good night.
Mary, my dear, I almost thought no one was home.
Oh, hello, Rupert. I'm sorry if I kept you waiting. Won't you please come in?
Yes, thank you.
How charming you look tonight. But then you always do.
I don't feel very charming, I can tell you that. I've had the most disagreeable evening.
Oh, I'm distressed to hear that. Perhaps this will help restore your spirits.
What is it?
Just a plain business envelope. Open it up.
Our securities. The deed to the house and Larry's insurance.
Everything, just as he turned it over to me. I want you to have it all back. We'll forget that your husband and I ever had a business negotiation.
But are you sure, Rupert, that it won't mean too much of a loss to you?
Oh, Mary, my dear, what could matter as much as your happiness? Tell me one thing. Are you happy now?
Oh, Rupert. Rupert, I can't explain how I feel.
My dear.
Everything is so mixed up.
Oh, my sweet. Let me help you. Just tell me what it is that makes you so unhappy. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you.
Mary tries to control her tears as Rupert Barlow holds her tenderly in his arms and continues to whisper gently to her. Is this the return of interest that Rupert has hoped for so long? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.